What if Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi falls? What then? Well, Daniel Serwer of Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies has written a report published by the Council on Foreign Relations titled Post-Gaddafi Instability in Libya. We asked him, what are the scenarios?
Well, you could have a happy scenario in which he falls and everything goes just swimmingly well. The National Transitional Council takes over and governs Libya transparently, democratically, forevermore. But that's not likely. You're likely to see some serious security problems, not the least because a lot of the Gaddafiites have gathered in Tripoli, you know, in each of the liberated areas, the troops loyal to Gaddafi and the people loyal to Gaddafi. When they're lost to the rebels, they evacuate and head right for Tripoli. So you've got in Tripoli quite a concentration of Gaddafi loyalists and also some mercenaries. And so that, you know, that presents a very different picture and a much more difficult to handle picture from a security perspective. And I can't be sure which problem will arise. There are 100 that could arise. But certainly continuing underground resistance by the Gaddafi forces is one. Tribal or internecine strife among the rebels is another. Criminal gangs is another. A whole series of possible scenarios.
And we could just have chaos.
We could have certainly what looks like chaos, and what looks like chaos is sometimes some very bad people trying to exploit a situation.
Well, you're thinking that an international umbrella grouping might be the better way to go.
Yeah, I think there's good reason to prepare to deploy not a massive force, but a small force of paramilitary to Tripoli. Get this done before Tripoli falls is going to be very difficult. I mean, they should have been preparing this for weeks now. But the Europeans do have paramilitary forces available on pretty short notice, as do some Arab countries. You saw how quickly Saudi Arabia put some into Bahrain just a couple of months back. And, you know, I think a precautionary deployment to Tripoli isn't the worst idea, but of course it would depend on an invitation from the National Transitional Council.
And you're thinking primarily the United Nations organizing this with a little help from the African Union and the Arab League?
That's my general inclination. I believe that people who have both capacity and interest should be the ones who lead in these situations. The Americans are limited in that capacity right now, but more importantly, their vital interests aren't at stake. Europe has more interests at stake because of the oil and gas that it gets from Libya. And the UN, you know, authorized the NATO operation, and it has a lot of experience in a lot of different countries, and frankly, it's relatively cheap, especially to the United States.
And maybe just a little dusting of U.S. help.
Well, I think we're going to be interested in certain very specific things, even if everything goes very, very well. The Americans are going to be interested in any international terrorists around. They're going to be interested in any stingers that might be getting loose in Libya. They're going to be interested in any chemical or nuclear materials that could be dangerous. So the Americans lack the kind of broad general interest, but I think there's enough there for the Americans to want to be prepared to intervene if things really go badly. But intervene only in the NATO context. I don't imagine we would ever intervene unilaterally.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me.
It's my pleasure.